I want to see some yonim about the shofar mahalik we have. I think if you get this mahalik chlor, b'zat Hashem, I think you'll be able to internalize it and be able to say it over in your shul. If you want to give a shir in the shul, help out the rav. So does everyone have their packet here on Rosh Hashanah? Let's take a look. Okay? Let's look inside. Let's take a look at the Gemara here in Rosh Hashanah, the Daf Kof Kesem and Aluf, where it says Shochel Elavur. Let's see inside. Okay? You have it there? Tzvi? You want to read the Gemara? Go ahead. Let's take a look, guys. Okay, we got a lot to do. There's not the show. We'll do this for Halak, and then if we have a little bit of time to do a little bit of the Gemara Chagigah that we want to see for a Kedusha. Go ahead. Shochel Elavur. Go ahead. They sent the Shiloh to the father of Shmuel. Go ahead. Oh, force a guy to eat matzah. What's it then? He's yotza. Go ahead. Who's the guy who forced him? Go ahead.
Shade.
Maybe it was a demon. Shade. Do we believe in shaving?
No.
Rambam says that they're a fiction of imagination. However, let's get it. The Vilna Gaon writes. The Vilna Gaon writes on Shulchan Aruch. The Rambam was blinded by philosophy on this.
Wow.
Vilna Gaon is very upset with the Rambam. He said philosophy blinded him on this. There are shadim. And when the Gemara says shadim, it meant shadim. There weren't similes. They weren't metaphors. Okay, but they were real things. So I want you to know that Machlis Ram and the Vilna Gaon. Okay? We just can't see them now. You have to have a whole concoction to see them.
They still
exist, but yes. Well, not their week. We don't know who said we don't know if they're weak. We just can't see them anymore. We're not on that koyak. We can't see them.
How long after the Rambam did the Vilna Gaon?
Rambam lived 1135 to 1204. Here, Mayor. Rambam lived 1135 to 1204. And the Vilna Gaon, you know what, lived in the 1700s.
Right,
okay?
Yeah.
So, you know, but the Gaon was the Gaon, you know?
Right,
yeah. The Gaon could argue, Achronim can argue on the Rishonim, just can't argue on the Gemara. I just said that yesterday in the Kol. In the Chabur, I gave in the Kol yesterday, you know, in the Rav Shechtus Kol, and that's why I stay in the afternoon. I gave a Chabur and I told him that you can't argue on the Gemara. But an Achron can argue on a Rishon if you're entitled to an opinion. No, never. Chas v'shalom. The Gemara says Ravina Ravashi Sofal Ra. The Gemara says Bamatzia Peyemanaf. Whatever Ravina Ravashi says, the buck stops there. You can never argue on the Gemara. And that just that the Vilna Gaon writes. That's what the Ramah writes in Kosher Mishpat Simon Chafei. And Achron can argue on a Rishon if you're a Gadol. If you're a Gadol. No. The Gemara Ravina Ravashi says Ravina Ravashi Sofal Ra. The Gemara says, they said that, yeah. That ended the chapter in history. But it's a halachic statement. No one can argue on the Gemara. That's what the Ramah says. And Achron can argue on a Rishon. You know, there was a sefer in the 1980s published very, very not becovetic against Rav Moshe. Because Rav Moshe says sometimes argues and Rabbi Kivager lived in the 1700s, not Rabbi Yehuda. The whole premise, first of all, it wasn't becovetic the way he wrote it. But second of all, the whole premise of the sefer is wrong. There is no concept of precedent in halacha. After the Gemara, okay, you can't argue on the Gemara, but afterwards you could argue. When Achronim write tshuvas and they quote previous gedolim that said, they're trying to convince us that this is the din. But mikra din, they don't have to say it. They don't have to what? They do that. Yiftach bedaro is kishmul bedaro. What does that mean, yiftach bedaro is kishmul bedaro? It's a Gemara Rosh Hashanah Chafei Zmanav. You know Yiftach was in Shoftim? He was not as great as Shmuel and Navi. You don't go to a person who's not alive to ask Shilas. Yiftach was a dying at that time, even though he wasn't as great. On a din d'oraisa, on a real din d'oraisa, you can argue on someone who is what? Who lived before. On a takon or gzera, in order to repeal, you need to be greater b'chachma b'minyan. But not on a din d'oraisa. Din d'oraisa, yiftach b'daro, kishmul b'daro. So that's the bottom line. Okay? That's the bottom line. So the Gemara says here that l'maisa, that's Ravina Rashi, sofo ra. That's close the chapter in history. It's a halachic statement. Okay? So when it comes to Shadim Lamaisa, that's what the Rambam writes in the Gaon argues. The Rambam was blinded by philosophy on that issue. Okay, go ahead. Here, sit over here. You can sit over here. Pinchas is nerd strong. Okay, go ahead. Let's go. Go ahead, see.
Atanya, Atim Cholim, Atim Shota.
Itim.
Itim Cholim, Itim Shota.
What happens if sometimes the guy is sane? You know, he's got his mental capacities. Sometimes he's Shota. Go ahead, Yeshua. What? When he's what? Saying, then he's like a Pekech Lakol Dvarav. He's considered to be healthy and therefore what? It's fine. Go ahead. But when he's mentally insane, he's a Shoita for everything. If he doesn't have his mental capacities, So how can you be, when you're forced by a shade, do you have mental capacities? Of course not. So how can you be Yotze? Go ahead. Oh, it wasn't a shade, it was the Persians. The Persians, a human being. Even though Lomaisi wasn't Miskavin, you Yotze. Go ahead, I'm a Rava. Let's say you love the musical instrument of the shofar. You love its sound. You're sitting in shul on Rosh Hashanah morning, Monday morning, and you love it. This guy's amazing. The Baal Tshuva in our shul, the Baal Tokei in our shul is a Baal Tshuva. He's a clarinet player, expert clarinet player. Not clarinet, trumpet. Mamish, I never heard a Baal Tokei like him. It's unbelievable. So if someone's sitting in shul, he loves the sound, he's not Yotze. Not true. He is Yotze. Because what's Rav's opinion? Mitzvah's Ein, Tzrivnas Kavana. He compares Matzah to shofar. Go ahead.
Shita, it's obvious.
Hainuach. It's the same case, right? Go ahead.
The
bottom line is by matzah. What's the din? By matzah, you did ate it. Va'achol. Go ahead. How about what? But here it says zichron truaksi. Va'hai. You're not paying attention properly. You're just doing it for the music. Go ahead.
Mashmalan.
So Rava writes mitzvahs ein trichus kavan. Let's get it. Rava holds mitzvahs einan trichus kavan. Fine. Skip to the bottom of the almond. Go ahead. Amar Reb Zeira. You got it there? On the very bottom. Go ahead. Amar Reb Zeira. What's the shame mean? Is shamish. Go ahead.
You find the takali.
Why don't you have kavana and blow for me? Mashmiya, the guy who's blowing needs kavana too as well. So what does Reb Zeira seem to say? Mitzvah what? What does Reb Zeira hold? Excellent. Now let me ask you the following.
I don't think that's so good for the Gemara.
That's what we assume. The Rishonim say that the Farish.
Really?
Mitzvah, yes.
Because it seems that
Mitzvah kavana. The Mashmiya needs it.
It seems that if you read Rashi simply, it seems that that's specifically what he's saying against.
Ichvenli v'takeli, Rashi is Yisgavim, Litkov, and Yishvim, Motzi, and Kavasi.
Exactly.
Right. Have Kavona. And to be Motzi.
I'm just holding it up.
Okay. So
he says the next one. He says, what Mashmiyats Boikovar, what kind of Kavona?
Lotzi Hashomea.
Meaning, the Kavona is not that, you don't need, this is a separate track of Kavona.
No. The Poshup Shad and Rishonim is a Mitzvah Srikas Kavona, and need Kavona. I'll be Allah. You need Kavona. So it comes out to be this din. Okay? Poshup Shad and Machlik's Rubber Abzeir with you need Kavona. Okay? So I want you to get this now. Let's get this. When we talk about this Machlikas, there's two things I want to point out. Number one, two Nakudas. Number one, this Machlok is mentioned a lot of places in Shas. It's not just by mitzvah d'oraisa, like shofar on the first day of d'oraisa. It's also by mitzvahs that are d'rabbanan, like what? Korech. Korech on Pesach is d'rabbanan. And there's a machlokas with nikavana and korech. So number one, I want you to know that this machlokas in Shas is a machlokas both by mitzvah d'oraisa and mitzvah d'rabbanan. That's number one. Number two, I want you to get, okay? Number two, I want you to get, what is the psak? So the Machaber writes in Simon Samech, he says, the Magen Avraham says the name of the Chuvas or Abbas. Okay? He says, on Mitzvah D'oraisa we pass in what? Mitzvah Srichas Kavana. On Mitzvah D'rabbanan we pass in what? Mitzvah Ein Srichas Kavana. That's what the Magen Avraham says the name of the Chuvas or Abbas. That on Mitzvah D'oraisa we pass in Mitzvah Srichas Kavana. Okay? And on Mitzvah D'rabbanan we pass in what? Mitzvah Ein Srichas Kavana. The Psak. The Vilna Gaon argues. He says mitzvahs d'oraisa and mitzvahs d'rabbanan need kavana, both of them. So it's a machlokas what the psak is. The first nakuda obvious that we pointed out that the machlokas in shas is both by mitzvahs d'oraisa and mitzvahs d'rabbanan. Shofar's d'oraisa. Korech in psachim, proof that v'amarat is d'rabbanan. That's the first nakuda. The second nakuda is what's the psak? The Magen Avraham says in the name of Tshuvas Harbaz by mitzvahs d'oraisa you need kavana, by mitzvahs d'rabbanan you don't. And the Vilna Gaon argues and says both mitzvahs d'oraisa and mitzvahs d'rabbanan need kavana. Both of them are pidyon. Okay? You got it? That's the second nakuda. And number three, what exactly is the what is the hakdara? What does hakdara mean? What is the case of mitzvahs kavana? The chai adam masber beautiful. Let's get it. He says, I'm going to give you three scenarios. The first scenario is a Jew's never heard of Hanukkah in his life. And he's never heard of Hanukkah in his life, and he lights a candle on one of the nights of Hanukkah. Is he Yotze or not?
Yes.
No. Even according to the Mandomer who holds Mitzvahs Ein Shri, even according to the Mandomer who holds Mitzvahs Ein Shri Chaskavan, it's Misase. He doesn't know it's flying. He doesn't know it's flying at all. That fellow, Simi, who doesn't know about Hanukkah, is not Yotze, even according to the Mandomer Daniel, who holds Mitzvahs Ein Shri Chaskavan. He doesn't know anything about Hanukkah. So he's a Misase. Misase means you're not Yotze anything. That's an extreme case on one polar. Okay? What's the other pole? Let's say you have a big tzaddik who's about to fulfill a mitzvah. And the second before he shakes the lulu, he starts thinking of the ballgame. What's the din in that case? You know what the Chayyarim writes? He's Yotze, even according to the Ma'aner, holds what? Mitzvah Sriches Kavan. Why? Because Kol Osa, anyone who does something, Al Das Rishon Osa. You do something on what your first thought was. And this guy's a tzaddik. His whole time is thinking about the last second he starts thinking about the ball game. We consider that still to be okay. You follow me? So that's the other extreme. So we need to find the case where they argue. Where is the case where these Amoraim argue? You follow what I'm saying? Where is the specific case where they argue? The Hanukkah case, everyone says you're not Yotze. Even the one who says Mitzvahs Ein Shriches Kavan. And the case of this, of daydreaming, thinking about the blog in the second before you shake it, even according to Manon's Mrs. Srikas Kavan in your Yotze. So where's the case? The case where they argue is Tokei Bashir. The case where they argue is this exact case, where you hear the show for Monday morning and you love the musical instrument, and you are musical sound. You are not doing the Yotze Kabbalah Solomon Shamayim, the mitzvah Hashem of blowing the show for Rosh Hashanah. If you hold Mitzvah Srikas Kavan, you're aware of it, Yaakov. You're definitely aware of it. You're in shul. But you're really listening for the musical sound. If you hold Mitzvah Shrikas Kavanah, you are not Yotze. If you hold Mitzvah Ein Shrikas Kavanah, you are Yotze. That is Gufu Namachlaikis. Okay? We got that clear? Daniel, clear? You got to say that over. You got to say it over because the Hagdara, you got to know Mitzvah Ein Shrikas Kavanah is. What case is there Namachlaikis? We mentioned one case on one polar, one case on another polar where they don't argue. The case is right in the middle where they argue. It's okay in Lashir. Okay? All right. Excellent. Now, we point out Machlis Rav Reb Zeru. What does the Rambam do? Rambam's a big tzaddik. The Rambam writes, though, in Hakdom of the Yana Chazaka, after I'm done with the Yana Chazaka, all you need is a Tanakh and my Sefer. Because I have all Shasin. I codify all the din. Right? Rambam was not a bad guy. He was a tzaddik. That's the bottom line. All you need is a Tanakh and the Yad Chazaka. Okay? We have other Rishonim that argue. That's why we start in the Gemara. So how does the Rambam Paskin? Let's go to the next page. Let's go. Rambam Paskin's in Pirik Beis. Go ahead, Svi. Halacha Dalet. Go ahead.
It's not that we get a shofar of the Talmud. Lo yadayt dechov asav. V'chein ha-shemeh min misasek lo yadayt.
Plain and simple. How does the Rambam Paskin my shofar? What do you say, guys? You need kavana or you don't?
Yeah.
Of course. Shofar tzarich kavana. Excellent. Open up the next page. What is the Rambam Paskin when it comes to matzah? Go ahead. What's nichva? He's forced. The eish do so when he's insane. And then he gets healed.
He's
got to eat again, because when he ate, he was a shaita. Shot his pot and mitzvahs. Go ahead. What does he say here? What was the first halacha? Do you need kavana or you don't? You don't need kavana. Speed up an Amman! Matzah, he says, Lord Tzari Kavana. So what's going on here? Make up your mind, Rabba. You hold like Reb Zeir, you hold like Rabba. I mean, what are you doing?
Why is that necessarily true? We see that Bible is in the Gemara. It's talking about by Matzah, the kavana you need is to eat it.
Yeah, but what was the kamash malan? Rava held you yotze by both. I mean, at the end of the day, what was the end of the gemara? That was the havami. But in the end of the day, kamash malan, Rava said you yotze by both.
But we need to tell you that you yotze.
I understand, but at the end of the day, the Rama is codifying. He's psak. Rava said you yotze by both. Mitzvah ancient kavana. So if you're a Rava man, what should he say? Both matzah and shofar should be good. He doesn't say that. And if you're a Reb Zera man, it would seem to follow. Reb Zera said by shofar you need kavana, and stoma by matzah you'd also need.
I
understand, but what did the Gemara say? Go back. It says kamash malan Daniel. It says that okay, lashir, you are what? You are yotzah. Gemara said it's hanu hach. No, I would have thought that what? Matzah yotze because you ended up eating it by shofar lo zichron true. I would think you need kavana kamash malan. You don't.
What the Rambam does say, the Rambam said that matzah won by so we don't.
I understand, but at the end of the day, what does Rambam hold? You're yotze by both. No.
Right.
Rambam doesn't say that.
Why?
Not fine. It's not fine. The Rambam makes a split between shofar and matzah. What is the difference?
Does Rambam not hold ben mitzvos be deraisa ben mitzvos deron?
Doesn't make a difference. These are both deraisa. Sure they are. Shofar the first day is the Yeraisa Matzah, the night Seder. I understand, but he's talking about everything, Lamaisa. He's talking about every day. Yaakov, you got the problem? David, clear? It's a steer in the Rama. So I want to offer, guys, four ma'alchim. I want you to get it. Four different ma'alchim to answer this kasha. Okay? Four different ma'alchim. Let's go. Number one, the Kesef Mishnah quotes according to the Ran. Let's get it. This is the first answer, okay? Let's write the answer here. Number one, the Kesef Mishnah is mitzatet. What's mitzatet? Quotes, b'shem the Ran. He says misasek. What is misasek? B'chalovim u'barayis. Chayev, Shekain, Nene. What does this mean? There is a halacha of misaseh. What does misaseh mean? Yeah, let's say God forbid, a guy turns a light out of Shabbos by accident. So Dover Shin and Miskavim. In that case, he's a shogeg. He might be Chayev Chattis. He's not Chayev Karis. He didn't do a Bekavana, right? I'll give you a better example of misaseh. Let's say you're saying a shir, and you hit the shtender, and the light goes on behind you. You don't know what you're doing, right? Then you're not chayv on Shabbos. Let's say a guy eats a piece of chaluf. Chaluf is non-kosher fat from a behemoth, remember? We said you're chayv karis. He thought it was OU piece of meat. Is he chayv a chattis? Yes, because his stomach was full. Shekein men. The lack of kavan is supplanted by the fact he got hung up. I'll give you another example that the Gemara says. Arias. A guy, God forbid, lives with a woman he thought was his wife. Turned out not to be his wife. Turned out to be a relative. Turned out to be, I don't know, whatever, whoever it was. That was us, a near friend. Turned out to be another woman, a married woman, who was not his wife. Is he chayv achatas? Why? Yes, because he had a hana. That takes care of the lack of kavanah. Follow me? Shekein nene, you're chayv achatis. So you know what the Ran does? I want you to get this, Adam, let's get this down. He takes that concept of misasek, which is in the world of averus, and transfers it to what? To mitzvahs. And he says that even though the Rambam writes, al pi halacha, that shofar is the rule, guys. Mitzvahs need kavana. So why is matzah special? You know why matzah is exception? Because you ate the stuff. If he ended up eating the stuff, he got hung up. At the end of the day, he's yotze. Because that compensates for the lack of kavana. But the rule is, shofar needs kavana. Matzah is the exception, but it's not really an exception, but through the concept of misase, what do? We put in the world of mitzvahs. That's very unique when Rishonim take a topic in the Gemara and they transfer from the world of averus to mitzvahs. I'll give you an example. Have you ever heard of the concept of Kol Yisrael or Avim Zebazeh? Every Jew is responsible for each other. So there are two makaras we learned last year in Sanhedrin. Mishnah and Chav Zayin, Chav Chesem and Beis, Kosh Lish Bachiv. And later on, Mem Gimel is Hanistar Shlashem Elokeinu. Those are by Averis. One Jew is responsible for another Jew for his Averis. Should have told him not to do it. Where did the Rishonim expand that to the world of mitzvahs? Rashi and the Rosh. Afal Pishiyatza Motzi. How is a guy on Rosh Hashanah able to go to the hospital in the afternoon and blow the shofar for the patients? He was Yotz in the morning in Shul. As the Ritva writes, we're all one organic unit. And until every Jew, the way Rav Shechter says it over Shlita, until every Jew has been heard the mitzvah of shofar on the planet Earth, you haven't fulfilled your mitzvah 100% completely either. That's why that guy can go in the afternoon. Because Kol Yisrael, Arevim, Zeb, Zeb, Rashi says. That's another example where in the Gemara and Mishnayos, the topic's owned by Averis, and the Rishonim expanded the mitzvah. So too here. Misasik is only by Averis in the Gemara. But the Ran says imported to mitzvahs. So even though the guy was forced to eat the matzah, bottom line, he ate the matzah, he got hana, he's yotzei. So if I ask you, according to First Mahalach, what's the Rambam's psak? Mitzvahs, srichas kavan. Shofar is the rule. Matzah is the exception because why? Through hana, we get the what? We get the lack of kavan. You got it? Daniel Klor, the chiddush is misasik is put in the realm of mitzvahs. Normally it's a klal agabi misasik b'chol arayis shikain nene. Other is misasik's part, they're not by here. So too the Ran says a chiddush in mitzvahs. I'll give you another example. I want you to get it down. The first night of Sukkot, for example, you know there's a p'tur of mitzdar the Gemara has in Sukkot? Mitzdar. If you're in a lot of pain to sit in the Sukkot, it's freezing out, you're p'tur from sitting in Sukkot. Kol mitzdar p'tur from Rava says in Sukkot, dach vavavim and alf. Does that p'tur of mitzdar apply the first night of Sukkot or not? Machloit is mechaber Ramah. The mechaber says it does. The Ramah says it does not. That's why you got to have kiddush out there the first night and eat a kezias, no matter what, right? Hopefully, there's no rain, because there's a Vilna Gaon that has a line. Yardu Kshomim, maybe it's not a shaved sukkah. But even though it's freezing out, you got to at least say Kiddush and eat a Kazayis. Okay? The Rav Zatzal and also the Mata Ephraim in the back has the same answer. What's the Machloikus Machaber Omo? What's the Machloikus Machaber Omo on that? How would you be Masber? Where there's a Ptur of Mitzdar on the first night of Sukkot. You know what it is? What's the mitzvah on the first night? Is it a mitzvah of Achila? Or is it the mitzvah of yeshiva and sukkah that manifests itself through eating? If the mitzvah is what? Achila, then even if you do it in a manner of misasik, you would be what? Let's say the guy never heard a sukkah in his life. And he's just after eating in his hut. Would you be yotzei? If you formulate it as a mitzvah of achila, then misasik, you'd be yotzei. Shkainana. But if the mitzvah is yeshiva, then it was misasik, it wouldn't be yotzei. That's a beautiful nafkamina the Rav said, the Mata Ephraim said. So in a similar vein, that's what we're saying here. The rule of shofar needs kavana because it needs kavana. Matzah is the exception because of the rule of what? Kol misasi b'chalai ma'arishu kein nana, which is in the realm of Averis, and we import that to the realm of mitzvahs. So now we solve the steer in the realm. That's the first mahalach we want to suggest. Everyone got it? Klor? Yaakov, got it, Klor? What'd you say? Of the first night of Sukkot? The first night of Sukkot, if you formulate it as a mitzvah of eating, Avi, if a guy is misasik on the first night, let's say he doesn't know anything about Sukkot, he would be yotz, because the bottom line, his stomach's full. But if you say the mitzvah is yeshiva, and it just manifests itself through eating, then you're not, because you're a misasik. You follow me? So that's the answer, but I want you to get this notion that Rishonim can sometimes take a category, a topic, that in the Gemara is only by Averis, and they expand the mitzvahs. What are the two examples we've said so far? Arvis. And what else? Misasik. Yes? Arvis and Misasik. Yes, Adam?
So, bringing the Sukkot case back to the Chil case, I think I don't think it would work because the Chil case, he's actually getting benefit from the actual item, which is the meat.
Yes.
You're saying for the Sukkot case, his stomach is full, but he's not getting the benefit from the Sukkot.
But the mitzvah is to what? Eat. If the mitzvah is eating in the sukkah, he did eat in the sukkah.
Yeah,
physically
sukkah,
ate in the sukkah.
But he's not getting any benefit from the
doesn't
sukkah.
Make a difference. He ate. He got hana. And the mitzvah in the first night is to eat in the sukkah. Bottom line, his stomach was full. So mamele, it would be yotzer. If the mitzvah is yeshiva, then you're right. You just manifest itself sitting in the sukkah through eating. If misasik, it wouldn't be good. But if the mitzvah is mamash, the mitzvah achila, it's formalism. It's a chilat. Even if misasek, but you filled your stomach, it'd be yotzer. Yes, that's the first answer. Okay, number two. So the first answer is the Rama holds mitzvah srichas kavana. Matz is the exception to the rule. Okay, Ben, go ahead. According to this answer, he's passing like Reb Zeira. Correct. Passing like Reb Zeira, and Matz is the exception. Reb Zeira is the one you need to come on. Mestama Lamaisi, he said, if it fares by Shofar. Okay. The next three Mahalchim are going to say completely the opposite. Let's get it. There is a Ramban in the back of Rosh Hashanah, in the Mechamas Hashem. You know, the Ramban wrote a sefer called Mechamas Hashem. Because the Rif, you know, lived in Fez, Morocco, was a great gadol, and the Baal Mor argued on it. And some of his arguments, he was 18 years old when he argued, and the Ramban thought it was a big chutzpah. So Ramban wrote a sefer to defend the Rif, and he called it Mechamas Hashem, against the arguments the Baal Mor made against the Rif. So some sefer is called the Baal Mor Katan, because he wrote it when he was 18, and some sefer is called Baal Mor Gadol, he wrote it when he was much older. But the bottom, and there are many times Lashonos back and forth, and they really go at it. I mean, they loved each other. The Torah was Bechamta Shal Torah. So the Ramban has a line in Rosh Hashanah that the shofar is a din of tefillah. The shofar has to be said, shofar has to be done al seder abrachas. Meaning to say that if you don't blow the shofar in the midst of Chazar Shashats, then you are not Yotze at all. Because as the Rav said, I said over there in Morgan when we were eating lunch, the Rav said the Ramban holds shofar that didn't feel. It's like davening without any words. It's a very powerful line to think about. It. That's why we have the different sounds. And therefore it has to be said in the midst of Chazar Shashats. Now, I don't think I mentioned to you this at all yet, but when we daven mincha any day, when you listen to Chazar Shashats, are you supposed to say Baruch Shema or not? Mr. Bruce says he can't. The Rav said he shouldn't. Why? Because anytime someone's being motzi you in a bracha, you're never supposed to say Baruch Shema. Like by Kiddush, like by Abdallah. If you say Baruch Shema, you're not Yotze. You got to tell people that. What'd you say?
Didn't the Rav say by the Omer, Dafki, do say it?
By the Omer. Yeah, you know, you might be Yotze. It definitely gets you out of it. Anytime someone's being motzi, you never say Baruch Shema. Never. So that's why the Rav wanted to say, and this is what I announced in the shul, I said, you can do what you want, but I just said, according to the Rav, you're not supposed to say Baruch Hashem throughout Musaf on Rosh Hashanah, because that will create a hefsik, and therefore you're not Yotze Chazar Shatz, and therefore you're not Yotze the shofar, because the shofar's got to be on the backdrop of davening. You follow me? It's a din and tefillah. It's davening without any words. That's the importance, and that's what the Ramban writes. In fact, Rashi has a line. I should have told you to look at it, Daniel. Did you look? Rashi al Torah on Zichron Trua. What does he say? I think he says Malchias Shofar for Zichronos. So Ramban says, what do you mean? Shmoneh Esrei is the Rabbanan. How can you touch the pasuk in Chumash referring to something as the Rabbanan? Right? Shmoneh Esrei is the Rabbanan. Nobody can say it's a keen drasha. Shofar is a din and tefillah. In fact, if you look at the next page, take a look at the next page here. Take a look at the next page in the packet. The Tosim Sachem Kuf Tet Vavam and Aleph. Rav Zhulki points us out in the Sefer. Go ahead. The very end, right on the line. In Pesachim Kuf Tet Vavam and Aleph. Go ahead.
Rizus.
Yeah. Go ahead. The Damash. The Hasam Bo.
Hasam Bo.
Bless you.
Kavana the Gabit Tfila.
The Gabit Tfila Utskia.
Oh, by Kavana Tfei the Purshes.
Wow. Takana tefilu tak. What does he mean tefilu tkiya? What do you mean tefilu tkiya? What does tefilu tkiya mean? It means exactly this pshat. Tefilu tkiya. Tefilu tkiya. Boy kavana tvei. They need much more kavana. You follow me? Boy kavana tvei. Because shofar is a din in what? What is shofar a din in? Tefilu. Do you know there's a steer in the Rambam? The Rambam in Hilchos Tefillah in one place says you need kavana throughout all Shmoneh Esrei. Then the Rambam in another place says you only need kavana for the first bracha of Avos. Steer of Rambam, another steer. So you know what the Rav's grandfather said, Reb Chaim?
Yes.
There are two types of kavana. Yeah. What are the two types of kavana? One is kavana you're standing in front of Hashem, right? Omei, that you're Omei with Hashem, okay? One is Kavani Omer Lefnei Hashem. What's number two? Perish Amilu. You have to know what the words mean. You got to know what the words mean in the first bracha. If you don't, it's Ma'akev. You guys got to make sure you know it. Elokei Avram, the God of Yitzchak, Avram, which means God of Chesed, God of Yitzchak, Gvura, God of Yaakov, Emes. Kone Hakol, you know, you have to wait, make sure, go first. That's why a lot of guys, the first brother, they say slower. But to realize you're standing in front of Hashem, that you need to all of one Esrei. You cannot have tefillah without kavanah. Tefillah without kavanah is a zero. Bottom line. And tkiyah shofar, you know, in one sec, is a din in tefillah. So what emerges now is a second teretz. What's a second teretz? Here the Rambam holds what? Mikra de mitzvahs ein shritzkana. Matzah is the rule. What's the exception?
Shofar.
Because shofar is a din tefillah. And tefillah bli kavana David is a zero. You got me? So matzah is the rule. So it comes out according to this mahalach. Mitzvahs ein shritzkana kavana. Matz is the what is the Iker rule, and Shofar's exception because it didn't feel. Avi, you got it?
Yeah.
You cannot have Davin and Kavanah. That's where Chaim tells you these two different types of Kavanah. Very important. That answers another steer in the Ram. And where's the Rishon and Shasta puts the two together? Two Rishon. The Ramban, they have to do Shofar, Aseder, Abrachas. It's part of Davening. And number two, the Tosis that says that feel to get a boy Kavanah Tfei. That's why I told about Okay last night. I was practicing with him in the shul last night, real late, and I said the Rav Sajigon gives 10 reasons where you're supposed to, why we blow the shofar. So I said he's got to learn, he's got to chazer that up. Where's the kittel? You got to chazer that, have that in mind. The Torah says you got to blow the shofar. The reasons behind it. You know, it's given a harshina, the shofar. So this is the second mahal. Clear? Yes, Yon, I'm sorry.
Going back to the first.
Yes, yes.
If he says the whole thing is you got to have knowledge, that's why you go to
for eating,
so
right?
For a shofar, you would say you
could get hana. No, but that's a good point. I want it's physical hana. Physical hana is eating and through inyani, you know, inyani tznius. Because the definition of hana and shas is the eating and the inyani of tznius. It's not called hana halachic hana. You had a good time. You understand the music, you know what I mean? But it's not the same. It's a good point you bring up. Actually, Tosa says in himself. Tosi actually says in Himsachim, we have the shasir. Tosi actually says in Himsachim, he says, why don't you say a brach when you take a shower? You got hana in the shower, right? Why do we only say a brach before we eat? No? Nice hot shower after you jog or you play ball? Tosi asks in Himsachim. So he gives my answer. It means ingestion. You know what I mean? Eating. Or in none it's anything that's not called. Not called. Even nose smelling is from the Nisham, it's more spiritual. Kol Nisham. You do say a bracha, but the Mark digs up a special Kol Nisham Ta'aluka Haluka. You need a special pocket. Then Gimel and Beis and brachas. You need a special marker. Then you say a bracha and smell.
Why don't you make a bracha
then I'm going to say yes? Well, because the bottom line is you know, there were Rishonim that say, you say a bracha and be a Rishonim. We don't pass for that though. Because the bottom line is that we're not on that madrega, and also it's not the, you know, it's not sanua. So umaisa in itself. But Taisa says, let me just read you this kasha. It's on Nun Gimel and Beis. Very good, Yona. Ein mavarchan al or elamot shabbos. Hikshar Rav Yosef. Lame mavarchan b'chol shashen enu imenu. Why don't you say a brach on fire? Dasal and also no one was able to brach every time you get enough from the fire. Third time you look at shakufo then. Ashar hanalo. That's a big Hashemach all dog. We're praising Hashem. Nun Gimel and Beis, last place in the Yom. Himself. Okay? It's a good point. That's what we normally assume. Okay? We don't hold, you don't even say a bracha on Bir Rishon. There were Rishonim in Shulchan Aruch that it's quoted, but we paskin, we don't say a bracha. Okay? Alright. Let's move on now, guys. Number two. That's number two. Three mahal. Let's go. Number three. Oh. I don't know if you're familiar. I didn't photocopy for it, but I have it here in the file. You're familiar with the Gemara Brachos Yud Beis and Manalef. The Gemara has a case where there's a guy who's holding a cup of beer. Okay? I can't stand beer. I don't drink at all. Hope you guys don't drink either. Just kiddish. That's all mitzvahs. Guy's holding a glass of beer. What happens? He says Baruchat Hashem because he thought it was wine. So when he said Baruchat Hashem, he was in mind to say Baruch Hashem. Then he catches himself, realizes it's beer, and ends up saying Shakol Nevevar. So do you go bust at the beginning or the end? If you go bust at the beginning, you're done. You're finished. You didn't say the right bracha. Because you said bracha to Hashem with the mind to say why. But at the end, you saved yourself. So the Gemara leaves it as an open question. It's in the Abayah Lushna brachas Yud Beis Amud Aleph. You heard of Shiloh? Oh. So the Talmid Rabbi Yonah says, he says, what in the world is going on? He says, we have a cloud of mitzvahs what? Ein Shrikas Kavana. So who cares that you said Ruchot to Hashem and you had in mind why? The bottom line is you don't need Kavana when you do a mitzvah. So what's the whole Shiloh? Still should be good. You heard of the word? That's the Rabbi Yonah's kasha. Talmid Rabbi Yonah in brachas. Daniel, you got me? Let's get it down again. You got me? You based it off in brachas. Where's the Shiloh? He's holding a cup of beer. When he said Ruchot to Hashem, he thought it was wine. He saved himself, realized his spirit says Shakol in the Vora. If you go up to the beginning, the brachas is bad, because when he said Ruchot to Hashem, he had in mind guff, wine. But at the end, you go up to the end, you set it up saying the right bracha. He says, Rabbi Yonah, Talmid Rabbi Yonah, who cares? If you hold mitzvah saying Shikas Kavana, you're good anyway. Who cares? You're any Kavana.
Well, nice also Shahakol cover a guff in theory.
Not in it, but in this, in the reverse case, you're right. That's what the Gemara says. But in this case, it won't. Brei Pri HaGafen will not be good on beer. No, the Gemara leaves that as an open question. In your case, the reverse case, the Gemara says it's fine. Okay, but that's what this Rishon is working. You could say that. You could say that. But he's saying, according to the Ma'an Damo, the Gemara should have said, according to the Ma'an Damo, it's not the Shia. The Gemara doesn't say that. The Gemara seems to say it's a Shiloh according to everybody. You know what I mean? It's a good point you bring up, Yonah, but the Gemara doesn't say, oh, according to the Ma'an Rebbe, because that's for sure good. The Gemara should have said it. That's a great kasha. So you give me one an answer, and I'm going to give you his answer. What's an answer that first comes to mind? What would you say? I can't hear you. What would you say here? What is usually Mitzvah Sinshu's Kavanah? You didn't have the right kavana. But here it's like it's worse. Why is it worse? You have the wrong kavana. So that's one answer you can give. You follow me? Don't give me the business, Mrs. St. Shrikas kavana. Mrs. St. Shrikas kavana is when you have no kavana. But if you have the wrong kavana, forget about it. That's one answer you can get down. Some Rishonim say like that. Okay? Some Rishonim say like that. I think it's the Meiri might say like that. Tysus might say like that, Lamaisa. I think Tysus says like that. But you know what Rabbi Avraham Minahar says? Talmid Rabbi Yonah? Let's get it down. He says an amazing thing. Rabbi Avraham Minahar, have it right here. You know what he says? He says that the machlokes and shas with the mitzvah shrikas kavan or not is by what? Is by when you do actions. When you do actions... when you do actions, the question is, do you need kavan on the action? But here, what is it? It's only Dibor. If you only have Dibor, then what happens? You can only hang your hat on the Dibor. A Dibor without a Kavan is a what? It's not a Dibor. This is Rabbeinu Rav Haigo. I wrote Rav Romin Har. Sorry, I'm glad we looked it up. Rav Haigo. Rav Haigo says like this. Amazing, no? I'm going to read you his lesson since we have it here. It's amazing. You ready? Says like this. He says, "Yeshvomer afilu mishu servant says go hanimilu b'davar sheyesh bo meisa." Right? Mitzvah tliu b'divor vaday tzricha kavana shamira b'leish shem mechave amira ain osam meisa mitzvah. You got the pshat? If it's divor, everyone agrees you need what? If it's divor or amira, we'll call it whichever one he uses. It also remember vaday tzricha kavana. Because you have nothing else to hold your hat on. To hang your hat on. You see, at least when you do a maisa without kavana, I did a maisa, shuk to luluf, I ate the matzah. Questions, did I have kavana or not? But if all I have to hang my hat on is the dibur, the amir, and I had no kavana for that, forget about it. To zero. Absolute zero. Plus the fact you could have said, Allah kol maisa, and this is dibur, this is a bracha. So it comes out, then according to this third mahalach, what is the what? According to this third mahalach, what is it? What's the third mahalach? The Rambam passes like who? That matz is the rule, and matz is what? Don't need kavana. Mitzvah saying shukas kavana. Shofar is not an action. What is the mitzvah of shofar? The shmiyah. The Shmiya, look at the Rambam. Look at the Rambam, the last page in the pack. We'll go back to the other two. The mitzvah is Shmiya, according to the Rambam. What's the Nusach HaBracha? Lishmoa.
Kol
Shofar. Excellent. What happens if you have a stolen shofar? Is it good?
Yes.
Ein b'kol din gezel, the Rambam writes. Ein b'kol din gezel. The yotze with a stolen shofar, because it's not tangible, the sound, the shmiya. The Rambam holds that the concept is what? Is shmiya. Let's go to the last page in the packet. Why is the minhag to cover over the talis before the bracha? Supposed to cover over the shofar with a talus. Why?
The shofar isn't the...
Because you want to highlight that it's not the shofar. Excellent. Ephraim. It's not the key. It's the shmiya. Just like we cover over the bread when you say kiddush. Right? You cover over the shofar before you blow the shofar. Let's look at it inside. Go ahead. See, face of Frank. Guys, take a look. I can't hear you.
How are you linking that, Rambam?
The Rambam holds that the mitzvah of shofar shmiya. So shmiya and dibur and amir is the same thing. You need kavana. Without kavana, it's a zero. The machlokas in shas avi is whether mitzvah is kavana or ain't kavana depends upon whether you do an action. Do you have kavana or you not have kavana? You follow what I'm saying? At least you have an action to hold, hang your hat on. But if the whole thing's dibur or shmiya, then it's a nothing without kavana. Read the. Go ahead. Read. You know what Rabbi Frank was? Chief Rabbi Yishalayim. It's a great gong. It's Rabbi Sachs Shlita's great grandfather. Okay? No.
That's
Haritz. Haritz. Go ahead.
Bear
Hated. That was another gong. Go ahead. Bear Hated.
Bear Hated. Hevi Shein Habach. Beish Lichos HaShofer.
Yesh Lichasos HaShofer. Bishas HaBroch. Go ahead.
Bechen Chos Ve'Eli Rabba. Bishem HaGaman.
Yes.
Ha'tam Lezeh. Beforesh B'maimer. Hadma HaZohar. Agon Radal.
Dovid Luria. Shehulus.
Zecher. Masha Amra. The Bereshit Rabba. Vavitsa. Shehitzni Avraham Avinu Yitzhak. Vashas. Biham Izveach. Ad HaKeda. Mamish Shalom Yizari Po HaSata. Al Yivir Sam HaKorban.
Evan. Yizari Po HaSata. Evan Yisubo HaKorban. What does this mean? Avraham Avinu hid Yitzhak away when they built the Mizveach until the Akeda. So the Satan would throw a stone on him and make him possible the Korban. That's the one reason. That's Alpinister, Alpikabala, why we cover the shofar. Go ahead.
Tkiyah shofar zechel the ayil.
The ayil.
The ayil. Shabbat and Makom, okay, that's
Yitzhak. Right, the ram was instead of Yitzhak. Go ahead.
Zephyr Amin Hezer. Hevi Vitam Alpinizal.
Alpi Halacha, which is an Alpinigla, right?
Alpi Halacha, Vipnesh Ein, Evarchin Al Tkiyah shofar. Brak al Shmiya.
Ah! You only see a brak on the Shmiya. Lachain.
Ein Royal, Sosa shofar, Shlo Yira, Bishoso. But Esau
shouldn't be embarrassed. Shouldn't be embarrassed. That's not the key, it's the shmiya. Like it says, Shemarach Gavi Kiddush, Kiddush Shemarach, right, go ahead.
Gavi Kiddush, Tzarech, Litzo, Sapas, Shol Yira, Bishoso, She'en, Magdino, Levarach, Alav. Ve'echi, Vachanami, Keman, She'en, Bevarach, Alav, Tia, Shofar, Ela, Rak, Ala, Shmiya, Mechasa, Shofar.
Beautiful, no? That's why you cover the shofar. Daniel, you got me? You cover the shofar because the mitzvah of what? The mitzvah of shmiya. Mechasa shofar. The mitzvah of shmiya. So that's why you cover over the shofar.
Who wrote the sefer? The
Kodesh? Sweet Pesach Frey. The Haaretz Tzvi. The other sefer wrote, Jew, is called Haaretz Tzvi. So he has this tremendous finish. And therefore the mitzvah is what? The mitzvah is shmiya.
It's not the Nezer, it's not him.
No, what's... What'd you say?
It's not him, it's not the Nezer.
Okay, he's going down the Nezer. So what do you see from this? What do you see from this? You see a tremendous chiddush. Because there's one other time we blow the shofar. What's the other time you blow the shofar? Yom Kippur Shel Yovel. There the Rambam writes explicitly the mitzvah tzkiyah. And what's the nisach habracha there? Al tzkiyah shofar. What does the Rabbeinu Tam say on Rosh Hashanah in the nisach habracha? He doesn't say, he says, litkoa. He argues on the Rambam, who says it's a mitzvah shriyah. But the Rambam holds, at least by Yom Kippur Shel Yovel, tzkiyah. And it would be a mitzvah of Obamer if he had a stolen one. Do you know that in the Chumash, the word shofar never appears? Did you know that? The word shofar never appears in the Chumash. We learn all the dinim of shofar only appears by Yom Kippur Sheol. Never appears by Rosh Hashanah. The word shofar never appears by Rosh Hashanah once. It only appears by Yom Kippur Sheol. The Maharam Brisk said, you know why? What happens when you blow the shofar in Yom Kippur Sheol? What happens? Freedom. The Avadim go free. We're supposed to free ourselves from Gashmius on Rosh Hashanah. When was Yosef freed from prison? Says the Marshal. On Rosh Hashanah. You're supposed to free yourself from Gashmius. Ni avdecha ben amasecha v'tachma l'moseirah. We say in Hallel. David Amar says, I'm the Eved, the son of your handmaid, and I was freed from my shackles. If you're an Eved and you're freed from your shackles, why are you an Eved? You're an Eved to Hashem. En lecha ben chorin l'mishosu v'tayrah. You're free. Was to free yourself from the Gashmius, the chains of Gashmius on Rosh Hashanah. Become an Eved Hashem. That's what we transfer. All the halachas of Shofar we learn from Yom Kippur Shel Yovel by Shofar. Because we're supposed to also transport that element of freedom, of Shichur. That's what the Maharam Brisk writes. Never says the word Shofar once by Rosh Hashanah.
What does he write this?
In the Maharam Brisk, it's not the Brisk Rav.
Different. Yeah.
Remember where he writes. Maharam Brisk.
What's the halacha?
What's the halacha on that case? I'm a folks to read the riff for me. We say something across the hack. We would be you'd be yotzu with the beer.
Who was Maharam Brisk?
What'd you say?
Who was Maharam
Brisk? Who was a Hasidish Rebbe? Great go. From Brisk. Maharam Brisk. Not the Brisk Rebbe. The Maharam Brisk. So the mitzvah is what? The mitzvah is Shmiyah. So the mitzvah is Shmiyah. That's what Shofar symbolizes. Unlike Yom Kippur Shel Yovel. And this is the Rambam's theory. Ain Mekol Din Gezel. That's why you cover it over. So that's why. When you talk about mitzvah shichas kavanah, what's the rule? What's the rule, guys? Matzah again is the rule. Mitzvah ain't shichas kavanah. Shofar is an exception, not because of what a din fila, but because of what it's a din shmiyah. And shmiyah without kavanah is not a shmiyah. Just like a dibur and a mir without a shmiyah is enough. It's not kavanah. That's a third mahalach how we can save the Rambam. Okay, we got it, clear? Okay. This brings us to number four. Fourth mahal. There is something called in the Gemara topic. Now let's go back to the previous two pages in the packet. There is something in the Gemara that is called Mitzvah Haba Ba'Avera. You ever heard of Mitzvah Haba Ba'Avera? You steal a lulav and you try to be yotzer with the lulav, you're not yotzer because Mitzvah Haba Ba'Avera. Mitzvah that comes through an Aveira is not acceptable. You're not Yetzir Halach Lomas. What'd you say? This last answer we're going to say is based on Rav Shulte. Okay? The great Gaon Rav Shulte. Well, listen to this pshat. How do I know a stolen sukkah is psula? The Gemara in Sukkah Daf Tesem and Aleph says, Chag a sukkah is tasalacha. You make a sukkah for yourself, shiva yomi. Chag a sukkah is tasalacha, shiva yomi. Yeah. It's got to be yours, not stolen. Stolen sukkah is bad. Tosfos asks, why does the Gemara need to stand on its head and dig up a pasuk? Why don't you typically learn out from the cloud, mitzvah baba veir? You're the kasha? Daniel, why must you dig up a pasuk that a stolen sukkah is pasul? From chagat sukkah tasalcha, there's a cloud of a mitzvah baba veir. You follow me? What is mitzvah baba veir? The mitzvah came through the mitzvah of Aveir. He stole a lulav, he steals a sukkah. Why do you have to think of a special drasha by sukkah that it's a problem?
Same thing as lulav gazel, huh?
Yeah, same thing as lulav gazel. That's Tosfos kasha. All the Rishonim ask this kasha. So the Ritva here in sukkah gives the following answer. I want you to get this. He quotes Baal HaTosfos. We don't have the Tosfos in the Shas, on the Daf, but he quotes Baal HaTosfos. And you know what they say? They say as follows. They say that the klal mitzvah of Baba Veira is rak mitzvahs sheyesh bahem ritsui. What does ritsui mean? What does the word ritsui mean? Appeasement. Special relationship between you and Hashem to get atonement. Only b'nei ritsui. Only mitzvahs that generate ritsui. Engender ritsui. What are some of those examples? Korbanos, they give you kapara. Lulav. What's the makor and shas that lulav is ritsui? Tainis daf bezim and bez. Revormance, that's how I'll point out. Ritsui for mayim. We shake the lulav, the Eibishter should give us mayim. Water. Rain. Korban. Lulav. Shofar. Wow. Shofar, and he says a kiyotzeba. He doesn't say what's kiyotzeba and mitzvah. What are the mitzvahs that are like that? But where is Shofar Ritsui? Where is Shofar considered to be Ritsui?
I don't know.
Ritsui is appeasement. atonement. It creates a close relationship, Yonah, between you and Hashem. Only certain mitzvahs do it. Korbanis, lulus, meratz, almayim, tainas, dabez, shofar also. Ukiyotzben. What is kiyotzben? I was thinking if a guy stole a sitter, maybe it would be yotzben, the davening, mitzvah. I don't know. You have to think about what kiyotzben means. What? Let's say a guy stole it. The hachis, not going to give it back. But whatever. Where do we find that shofar's ritsui? Where does a shofar engender ritsui, guys? Where does it do it? You familiar? What?
We're saying it's tefillah, then.
Okay, it could be. We're going to say a different mahalach on that. You ever heard of the klal ekategor nasa senegor? What is that klal?
You got it.
What is Ein Kategor Nasa Senegor? That the defender, the prosecutor cannot become the what? The defender. What does the Gemara say in Rosh Hashanah? Amazing. You guys got to get this down. The Gemara has a klal that Ein Kategor Nasa Senegor is only said Bifnim. Do you know what Bifnim means? What does Bifnim mean? What is Bifnim? In the Kodesh Kodashim. Can the Kohen Gadol, when he goes in on Yom Kippur, does he wear a big day Zahav or not?
No.
Because it conjures up memories of what? Egel Azav. So the Gemara says, are you allowed to use all shofaros from animals are kosher? If they're kosher animals except for a cow. You know you can't use a horn from a cow? Why not? En kategor, nasa sanegor. A cow and a calf are the same. Conjures up bad memories. So you cannot use a shofar, Yonah, of a what? Of a horn of a cow. You follow me? The Gemara says, but I thought Ein Kategor Nasa Senegor is only Bifnim. It's only Bifnim inside the Kodesh Kodashim. What's the answer? Listen to this answer. I'm reading it in Lashon. Get it down. Chavav Amraf Rosh Hashanah. Shofar Nami Bibachutsu. Listen to the answer. Came into Lezichron who, since when the shofar is blown, Hashem remembers us and judges us, Kibifnim Dummy. Done. Shofar Nami Bibuchutsu, Kavin. Dilazichron Hu, Kibifnim Dummy. I'm going to write the words. Since it's for conjuring up the memory of our lives, it's like it's inside the inner sanctum of the Kodesh Kadashim. Kavin Dilazichron Hu, number four. I'm writing over here now, guys. This is continuation of four. Kevin de Lezichron Hu, since it's Kibifnim Domi, since it's Lezichron, since it is for Zichron, it is Kibifnim Domi. And therefore, Omri, Ein Kategor Nasa Sanegor. And therefore, Karen shall para is puzzle. But I thought I only said inside. This is inside. What do you mean? We do it here in Psaic. We do it here in YU. Blow the shofar. It's kibifnim dummy. It's unique and special. That's why it's meratze, guys. That's why it's a ritzui. Because it puts you in the inter sanctum. There's something unique and special about the shofar. Like the Rambam says, it's lo'ir halavavis, to awaken the heart. It's a spiritual alarm clock, the shofar. Friday, it's a spiritual alarm clock, the shofar. It's supposed to awaken us. It's, it puts us in the inner sanctum. And therefore we say the klal ein kategor nasa senegor. I thought it's only b'fnim. This is basic b'fnim. So a shofar, you certainly understand why it's ritzu. So karbonos is a kapara. Lulus meratz almayim. Tainus basim and base. Where's the shofar ritzu? You say the klal ein kategor nasa senegor by shofar. Now, Tosis in Yevamis and Chesem and Alf says also the phrase, you know, if a Kohen murders someone, he can't duch him. According to Shittas and Tosis. We paskin, if he did a Bishoge, or if it was a Chayal, he can. A Chayal is a Kohen, or if he did a Bishoge, he can't duch him, because he's doing a mitzvah. But there is a Shittas and Tosis says, no matter what, if you kill someone, you're done. Kohen cannot duch because he has blood on his hands. And you know what he writes? Ein kategor nasa senegor. That's not Kibifnim. I guess you have to say duchim means the same thing. Maybe Kiyotzeben is duchim. For many years, I was bothered with kiyotzman. So Baruch Hashem, maybe just came up with it. Maybe kiyotzman is like the duchening. Duchening is like put you in the inter sanctum. Perhaps. At least according to Shittas HaTosis. But here the Gemara says clearly that shofar is unique and special, guys. Okay? So therefore, we're going to read it inside now, but let's finish it up outside. Let's get it down. Ephraim, come on, let's write it down. The svar is a following. How are you going to remember it for my house? You don't write it down.
I have been writing it.
What's the fourth? So let's go. Let's get this fourth. The fourth mahalach is that what's the rule? Matzah. What's matzah? Matzah doesn't need kavanah because of why? Mitzvahs ain't shrichas kavanah. Why does shofar need to have kavanah? Because it's what? Not that it's a what? Din feel. Not that it's shmir, but it's ritsui. Can you have kavanah without ritsui? Can you have ritsui without kavanah rather? No way. How can you have ritsui without kavanah? You hear the word? It's all the fetus tosos that the Ritva quotes, that mitzvah of Avera is only limited ritsu. So that's the answer why you need a pasuk by sukkah. Because sukkah doesn't engender ritsu. Sukkah is chal shem shemayim al-chagigah, it is holy, but it doesn't engender ritsu. That's why I need to dig up a pasuk, because a stolen one is bad. Now the Ritva himself argues with this tosos, because the Yerushalmi says stolen matzah is also a problem of Avera. Matzah doesn't engender ritsu. So you see that we're applying the concept of the mitzvah of Bavera outside mitzvahs that don't have ritzu. That's why the Ritva doesn't like what? Doesn't like this Baal HaTesis. But according to the Baal HaTesis, you can say a chiddush nifla on this. And that is why shofar is unique and special. So 2, 3, and 4, the klal is mitzvah saying shrichas kavanah, but shofar is an exception either because it didn't feel it too, either because it didn't shmir 3, or number 4 because of ritzu. You got it? Now, I want to use this same svar to say a tremendous kiddush. I want you to get it down. Then we'll look at it inside. The beginning, you could say this kiddush in Yeshua and Sukkot. Lulav HaGozel. The beginning of the third parak of Sukkot. Why is it Lulav HaGozel puzzle? What'd you say? It says what?
It says before you.
Lachem. What about a Lulav HaYavish? Why is it dry one puzzle?
That's beautiful.
Hadar. Rashi says hit or mitzvah. Hit or mitzvah. Tosfos asks on Rashi, hit or mitzvah? Is hit or mitzvah ever ma'akev?
No.
Never. You know, there's a mitzvah of Zeke Levi there, to beautify mitzvahs. It's never ma'akev, hit or mitzvah. I want you to get this down. How can Rashi say lulav yavish is possible mitzvah and hit or mitzvah? Tosfos says not ma'akev. Tosfos chavtesim ebez in sukkah. Hit or mitzvah is never ma'akev. So I wanted to say like this, it's a chiddush, but it could be that by mitzvahs that generate ritzui, if you don't do it in a hooded way, maybe it's likuva, maybe it's ma'akev. Because the mitzvah is supposed to generate ritzui, and you do it in a sloppy way, the whole thing blows up. Lulav's ritzui, remember we said, tainus beis v'raf, it's maratz al-mayim. Korban, lulav shofar, kiyotzu behem. Those are the mitzvah examples. So we want to say that maybe not only what is kavanah needed for mitzvahs that require ritzui, but what else is needed? Hiter mitzvah will be kuva too. It's a chiddush nifla, but we're getting an answer to Rashi and a Taisus Kasha. That would come out, Lamaisa, a fourth mahalat to solve this theory in the Rambam. You follow me, Yaakov? According to the Rambam, matzah is the rule. Ain shrichas kavanah. Shofar is the exception. Why? Either because of number two, it's a din of what? Tefillah. Number three, it's a din of, it's called dibor shmir. Without kavanah, it's a nothing. Number four, because of ritsui. Ritsui engenders appeasement. If you don't engender appeasement, kavanah is ma'akev. How can you engender appeasement if you don't have kavanah? And then we want to say an added chiddush that by hiter mitzvah, it might be likuva, by mitzvahs that require ritsui. Okay, you got me?
Yeah.
Rashi. Yes.
Is Rashi says it has to be...
Rashi says, lulav yavish, everyone agrees it's possible. Rashi says because of hiter mitzvah.
And then Tosfos says...
Tosfos hiter mitzvah is not really kuva. The answer is, it's unique and special, Yonah. Lulav is special, because the mitzvah engenders ritzui. If you don't do it hiter way, it's possible. Let's see the ritzui inside. Okay, go ahead. Let's go, Tzvi. Tanur Rabbanan, guys, take a look inside.
Tanur Rabbanan, it's like a gula, right? Vasikna de pligi.
Vasikna
de pligi. Mishtakef as tavero. Otsia misubaso.
You take your friend and throw him out of his sukkah and take over his sukkah. Rabbi Eliezer.
Rabbi Eliezer Savar karka ina tegzeles.
You can't never steal karka. It's not. It's real estate. It's not movable.
Segashula he.
It's like a borrowed sukkah.
Vein adam yotze v'segashula.
You're not yotze with a borrowed sukkah.
Rabban sari adam yotze v'segashula.
Rabban sari yotze. Fine.
The hinshu tells us we call alcohol keva shetikva lechavero.
How can the Rabbanan say Yotze? It's like a borrowed sukkah. It's mitzvah of avera. You act like an animal. Go ahead.
Teret, the lower mirror mitzvah of avera. Ella bedavar shehu baal lirtsos kigon.
Lirtsos. There's the word. Reach me. Lirtsos. To great appeasement. Kigon.
Kigon karman shal rulo. Kiyotzman.
Ah, Kiyotzman we want to suggest is what? Like the seas kapayim, yes? Aval. There it is. Even though sukkah is chal shem shamayim, like hagigin, but it's not ritzui, and that's why there's no mitzvah baba veira. Go ahead.
The
Ritva says, I don't agree with this, Taisus.
The Habi Yerushalmi, chashashu l'mitzvah shel tavel.
The matzah.
I'm sorry, the matzah shel tavel.
Matzah shel tavel. You know what tavel is? Before you take off trumas and maizos. It grew a third, you piled it together, and you shaved off the top. You did miruah. Then it becomes tavel. You tavel yichai b'sbid shamayim. Go ahead.
L'matzah gizula, l'matzah mishom mitzvah baba veira.
Why does the Yerushalmi say stolen matzah is the province of Avera? Matzah does not engender Ritsui. You understand the kasha? How can the Yerushalmi call stolen matzah a problem of Avera? I thought Mitzvah Avera is only by mitzvah that generate Ritsui. Matzah doesn't generate Ritsui, so you see the cloud is wrong. Go ahead. Since he's not coded at all in the karka, still remains in the ownership of the previous guy you threw out. The mitzvah doesn't take it out of the rishus of the previous owner. It's not a mitzvah babavera. Arehu.
Arehu ke'elu.
Ke'elu. It's if.
Ke'elu ha'isa sada. Te'alma gzula.
Even though there's a stam sada stolen in your domain, you took it over because you acted like an animal. Even though it's in the very hand, but the sukkah does not become possible. The land does not become diseased. The land does not become a chefsa that's invalid. Because the bottom line is there's no kinyonim of gzeil. You can't be konin. You did act badly. You did do an avera. You have to clap al chay for your avera. But the bottom line is that the chefsa has not become invalidated. So that is why, if you in fact take off your friend and throw him out of the sukkah, you'd be yotze. You did an avera, but it wouldn't become an insult of avera. Because the chefs of the sukkah's karka, it does not become invalidated. Okay? Mitzvah of avera is when the chefs becomes invalid. This is not what's taking place. So at the end of the day, we have four mahalchim now that we solve the steer in the Rambam. Okay? Yes, it's considered to be the chelik of the karka, correct. The sukkah is considered to be a chelik of the karka. Now, by a sukkah, the schach is definitely asur ba'anav. The walls is a machlokes Ram Rosh, whether it's Yisurah on the walls of the sukkah. We're basically machmer also. Best type of sukkah you should use is a sukkah that has what? That is, the best type of sukkah is a wooden sukkah, because the material of the wall should be kosher for the schach. Canvas is kosher, don't get me wrong, metal is kosher, but it's not ideal. The best ideal sukkah is the material you use for the wall should be also material that would be kosher for the sukkah. That's why wood is the best type of sukkah. Okay? Alright, very good. So we have this whole mahalach in the Shittas what? Shittas Aramba. Okay? Legabe Shofar. Yes, go ahead. In by Lulav, time is Bezum is, Murat Salmayim. Okay? In Rosh Hashanah, it's Chavav and Aleph. Then it's like Kilifnim Domi. That you say, ain't kategor nasis nega, buy the shofar. That's why you can't use a cow. Cannot use a cow, sorry, because it conjures up that memory. Even though it's not inside the inner sanctum, we treat it as if it's in the inner sanctum. Okay. Now I want to point out an added chiddush now, by shofar as well. Okay? On Wednesday, Bezushem, which is on Tzom Gedalia, we're going to do that Gemara Chagig. Okay, so I want you to keep that Gemara Chagig. On Wednesday we'll do that Gemara Chagiga, and different chidushim we have left to do on the Gemara. Halacha l'mais. Some of it's halacha, but on the din of zer and then the sukkah, we've got to finish up to the two dots, and those, we have a bunch of chidushim we've got to do in the Gemara. So we'll keep that Gemara about the Abatia for what? For Wednesday. On Tzom Gedalia, I'll give you the Gemara Mekamis for that. Okay, now, I want to get to the following, one more din that we have to get by shofar, and then we'll get to Chumash. There is a halacha. Have you ever heard of it? Called the Teref Kalpi. You ever heard of the turf kalpi? It's a box. It's a box in the Gemara Yuma Daf Mem Amud Aleph made of acacia wood, where the Kohen Gadol will put the two slots, two pieces of paper, one Sar Lashem, one Sar Lahasosel, to determine which goat would be Lashem or would be Lahasosel. Okay? And that box of acacia was called the Terif Kalpi. It's a Perek in Maseches Yuma. It's on Daf Mem. So the Gemara asks in Yuma, on Daf Mem Amud Aleph, why is it made of acacia wood? Why don't you make it of gold and silver? Make it a little nicer. The Gemara answers the following cloud. The Gemara says, the Torah is chasa al mamonam shel Yisrael. Hashem is merciful on the Yidim spending money for mitzvahs. So acacia wood would suffice. You don't have to spend gold and silver. Fine. What'd you say? Okay, but this is maybe for the Mishnah. Okay, that's the din. Torah chasa mamonim shel Yisrael. Okay? Hiddur mitzvahs are optional, we said. Remember, this is the Torah's not going to obligate. And therefore, we kept it like this. Because there's a klal when it comes to the Mishkan that you have to follow exactly what it says in the Chumash. I call Yabik Savashem, plus me to Rehan Yom. There's a problem with this, asked the Turi Evan. Turi Evan was a Shaggy Sari. Let me ask you a question. What does the Mishnah say about the shofar in the Beis HaMikdash when they blew it? But there was gold on it. The Mishnah says Beferish. The Mishnah says Beferish that it was gold. Shofar Shal Rosh Hashanah, Piv Mitzufa Bezav. Shofar Rosh Hashanah Shal Ya'el V'Gazel Pashudu Piv Mitzufa Bezav. The tip of it was made of gold. So the Gemara asks in Rosh Hashanah, it's made of gold. The tip of it was made of gold. What's going on? How could it be made of gold? I know what you're going to ask. I thought someone was going to ask you, why isn't that a problem? Ain't going to take her not as a negor. The answer is only just the tip of it. So it wasn't a problem. You know, you could say, kilifnim dami, right? Therefore, why is it not a problem? The whole thing is not gold. But lemaisa, why do we say that it's got to be mitzupa piv bezahav? Why does it have to be overlaid? It's piv with zahav. What's the answer? Torah chasam amam shiyisrael. But the Torah is merciful on the Jews spending the money for the mitzvahs. What's the answer? Kavod Yom Tov is adif. Kavod Yom Tov is adif. That beats out this rule. So what's the Turi Evans kasha?
So is there a
club? Yom Kippur is also a Yom Tov, no? Just like you said, Kavod Yom Tov beats out that cloud in Rosh Hashanah, beat it out in Yom Kippur. That's the kasha of the Turi Evan. Shagasari is safe for Rosh Hashanah and Gilad. So what's the answer? There's a fundamental difference between the shofar and Terif Kalpi. The Terif Kalpi is a Hechsher Mitzvah. It allows you to get the mitzvah of the Avodah. Hechsher Mitzvah Shel Avodah. Shel what? Yom Kippur. It's a Hechsher Mitzvah of Avodah Yom Kippur. The shofar itself, on its own, is a Hechsher Shel Mitzvah. It's not a Hechsher. If itself is a chef shel mitzvah. If itself it's a chef shel mitzvah, then the cloud of Kavod Yom Tov beats out the other cloud. But Terif Kalpi is just a hechsher. It's a step to do a mitzvah. You follow me? So therefore, Kavod Yom Tov won't beat it out. You got it? That's what terrific. That speaks volumes again what we're trying to build up about the shofar, that it's a spiritual alarm clock. It is unique and it is special. And the Mechaber says Shechiyana once. Ramah says every day, both days of Rosh Hashanah, you say Shechiyana. Al Pidin. So we have to keep this in mind, the strength of the shofar, the Chesh Shel Mitzvah. Okay. All right, let's close now with something from the Parsha. And like I said, on Wednesday, we'll do the Gemara Chagiga and we'll finish up to the two dafs of the other Kedusha. In this Parsha, in Parsha Nitzavim, Torah says as follows. Ki ha-mitzvah zos, Perik Lamed Posik Yud Aleph. Ki ad mitzvah azo shesher anokhi mitzav chayo lo niflesi mimcha v'lo rachok kehi. This mitzvah that I've commanded you today is not wondrous from you, not far away. Lo b'shamayim le'mor. It's not in Shemayim to make an excuse and say, Miyal le'lan ha-shamayim. Who's going to go up to heaven? Kachan le'lan. Take it for us. Yashmino son, teach it to us. And I said, we'll do it. And it's not across the sea where you can make an excuse to lay more saying. It's going to take us over to the sea. I'll take it for us. And that will do it. Because where is the Torah? It's not in Shemayim. It's not in Eber Liam. Where is it? Because it's close to you, very much, in your mouth, in your heart. To you. Amazing, no? One problem. Adam. One problem. What's the problem? What mitzvah is he talking about? Yeah, mitzvah hazos. The Gemara says in Ervin, on Daf Nun Hey Amud Aleph, he's talking about Talmud Torah, the mitzvah of learning. Rebbe, it's hard. It's hard to get up for Shlichus. I know. It's hard to acclimate coming back from Eretz Yisrael. I know. I know it's not easy. The double program, I know it's not easy. Got to do it. It's not in Shemayim. It's not Me'er L'Yam. It's in your mouth and heart to do it. And you can do it. With Siyata Deshmai, the help of Hashem. Hopefully, I'm helping you, Bez Hashem. You can do it. There's no excuses. And that's right before Yom HaDin. Because the way we relate to Hashem in this world is through what? It's through davening and learning. Hashem and the Torah are inextricably linked. That's why if someone takes a gun to my head and says, I want you to say on Shabbos that ham is kosher in the drush, what's the din? I have to let myself be killed, says the Yom Shishlom. The Moshe says we don't pass like this. But the Yom Shishlom says I have to let myself be killed. Why? Because I'm describing a foreign deity. Hashem and the Torah are one. If I say ham is pork is kosher, I'm forging the Torah, which is forging a deity, which is tantamount to Avodah Zarah, which is a subcategory of Avodah Zarah, and the din is Yarav HaYafa. You follow me? That's what Chaim V'Loshner writes. So the bottom line is that we make our pledge of allegiance in this parsha to the Torah. However, the Ramban says exactly what Ephraim said. You know what the mitzvah is referring to? Not Talmud Torah. But what's it referring to? Shuv. Rav, Rebbe, I'm too long gone. It's too hard. I can't come back. Do you guys know Reish Lakish? Who became the Gadol HaDor, originally was from and went off the Derech, Taisus says. And he came back to become the Gadol HaDor. You can come back and become the Gadol HaDor. Hey, Vavim Rav, Taisus says, above Mitzvah. The Ramban writes, it means tshuva. It's in your mouth, in your heart to do. It might not be easy, but you can do it. It's not in Shemayim. It's not across the sea. It's right here. You just have to conjure up enough courage. We said in the beginning of Shir that no one can be cholik ever on the Gemara. No Rishon, no Achol. If the Gemara says in Erevin that this phrase in the Torah is referring to Talmud Torah, then how on earth can the Ramban say it's referring to something else? True. Kashan Ramban. You got it? So I want to suggest the following, guys. When Shechter Shlita once mentioned this, not to answer this kasha, but when we say, we'll get down to Mimka in a few minutes, when we say the bracha on tshuva, what do we say? Hashivenu avinu v'sora secha. What does it have to do with tshuva? It has absolutely nothing to do with tshuva. The only way that you can truly get to real tshuva, no matter what aveira, has to be through the pathway of Talmud Torah. Has to be. And just like when it comes to Talmud Torah, there's a notion of amelus. You know what amelus means? Working hard, rolling up one's sleeves, toiling. Yagati, matzati, tamin, megillah, vavim, and beis. We want to be machadish. There's a notion of amelus when it comes to tshuva. When it comes to aser shemei tshuva, guys, if you're not in yeshiva, hopefully you'll be in yeshiva. If you're not in yeshiva, then make a seder in the morning. Get the computer out and you listen to shir at the exact time. There's a amelus by tshuva. What am I doing wrong with this lashon hara? What am I doing wrong with this nivul peh? We have to toil on how to work out how I can stop these avelus. Just like Talmud Torah has amelus, requires amelus. Tshuva does do. Hashivenu avinu sarasecha. In the brach of tshuva, what in the world are we talking about? Return us to your Torah. Because you cannot get to tshuva unless it's through the pathway of Talmud Torah. And therefore, the Ramban is not against the Gemara. The Gemara says it's Talmud Torah. The Ramban says it's Tshuva. It's the same concept. Because the Ramban is saying, I cannot get to Tshuva Shleim unless it's through the pathway of Talmud Torah, where I make that pledge of allegiance, where I'm going to earn my time in YU. It's the Y that's the Iker. The U is the tough one. That's why we're here. That's a training ground, as I said before. That we're disciplined with the time, that we try the best we can with the learning, get through the Gemara, the Rosh and the Tosfos, and the Rishonim, and to prepare to be ready. Because if we want to engage in this tshuva, because when I learn the Torah Shabbat Peh, when I get to it, when I get to the Torah Shabbat Peh, I say, oh, now I, how can I be speaking this Nivul Peh? How can I be speaking this Lashon Hara? How can I talk during davening? There are fathers that talk during davening. You don't have to talk during davening. They'll learn from you. It's davening. I don't talk. That's it. You want to shmooze? Shmooze outside of davening. Not during davening. I love shmoozing, but not during davening. These are the things that we need to accomplish, and we can, because it's in our mouth, in our heart to do. It's not in Shemayim. It's not across the sea. It's right here. And with a little amelus, like we need for Talmud Torah, we'll get to the tshuva shleim. You know, when you do tshuva out of fear of God, out of a punishment, what does it do? It drops a punishment that was drops an avera from being mazed to becoming what? Shogeg. Do you know what happens if you do tshuva me'ava? That same Reish Lakish. If you do tshuva out of love of God, you know what it does? It takes an avera and turns it into a mitzvah. Avraham Avinu changed the world because he talked those guys' language. He espoused monotheism, they listened to him because he was their buddy. And he used that relationship to change the world. What tshuva can do is amazing. Tshuva mira, tshuva miyava, svei dinin. It's our hope and prayer to Hashem that we realize this, that it's in our mouth and hearts to do. And then Hashem will give us the pleasure of Hashem. You and your family, it's a happy, healthy year. All your tshuva should be accepted by Hashem. And all your goals, and you should make goals. As the Rav Lessons, that's how the Mashkiach here in this yeshiva used to say, honor a Kabbalah, honor Rosh Hashanah. If you don't have a Kabbalah, it's not a Rosh Hashanah. You need to make goals. Make those goals. If you make those goals, you'll get to it. It's Yaakov Shmaya, and then we'll all be accepted to Tshuva Shleima, because we realized it wasn't in Shemayim, it wasn't across the sea, it was right here in our mouths and our hearts. And we were able to what bring it out and realize it. Okay, everyone should have a great Shabbos, and everyone should have a happy, healthy year. You and the Mishpachas should only have good things. Okay, so you have good davening.